Senate will convene in 30 seconds. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lara, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsen, Pan, Porchettino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wyckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Portantino.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. At the beginning of Lorraine Hansberry's play, A Raisin in the Sun, she uses Langston Hughes's poem, Harlem, as an epigraph. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust over and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? God of mercy and compassion, in the midst of broken and deferred dreams, we ask for the grace and courage to face the challenges of our time with strength and integrity for the sake of the common good and the future of our children. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Good morning, colleagues. Under motions and resolutions, members, without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be waived for the Rules Committee to meet today without 4 days' notice in the daily file. Under privileges of the floor, We will wait one moment. Senator Bates, for what purpose?
We will have a Republican caucus in the lounge, please.
If we could, just wait one moment if we could. If you could wait one moment. Colleagues, if we could ask you to take your seats, we have an introduction to be made by Senator Atkins at Senator De Leon's desk. We are going to be welcoming a group of dignitaries from the great nation to the north. So if all members could please take their seats. If all members could please take their seats so that we can properly recognize our distinguished guests. Colleagues.
Nancy, will you suggest that they sit down?
Colleagues, could we please take our seats just for this important introduction? Senator Atkins.
Madam President, thank you so much. Members, I am really pleased to make this introduction today. We are flying the flag of Canada at the podium this morning in honor of a group of distinguished visitors at the back of the chamber, and I might say who are back in our chamber. It's a great pleasure that I introduce the Honorable Lawrence McCauley, who is the Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food. The Honorable Rana Sarkar, Consul General in San Francisco, who we have met before in this chamber. And the Honorable James Villeneuve, the Consul General in Los Angeles. Accompanying the delegation is Sergeant Major Doug Spencer of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, very recognizable. Minister McCauley is a Member of Parliament representing Cardigan in the Eastern Prince Edward Island. He was first elected to the House of Commons in 1988 and won his ninth consecutive election in 2015. Before becoming Minister of Agriculture, Minister McCauley held many appointed positions in the Cabinet, including Minister of Labor and Secretary of State for Veterans Affairs. Mr. Rana Sarkar, the newly appointed Consul General in San Francisco, took up his post in late 2017 with accreditation of Northern California and Hawaii. What a tough job that must be. Previous to his appointment here, Consul General Sarkar served as National Director for High Growth Markets and India at KPMG Canada, and as co-chairman of the advisory board of the Monk School of Global Affairs at the University of Toronto. Many of you will remember Consul General Villanueva, who has been Canada's senior representative in Southern California, Arizona, and Nevada since February of 2014. This is his fifth annual visit, and we are honored to welcome him back to our chamber. These are the leaders of the 12th annual Canada Day in the Capitol, a program of events and activities to highlight our incredibly close relationship between Canada and California. And as many of you know, Canada serves as one of the United States' greatest allies. In addition to a common border, our two nations share many mutual interests and partner on a multitude of issues ranging from energy and the environment to security and agriculture. Our neighbor is the U.S.'s largest bilateral trading partner in the world. And in 2016 alone, agricultural trade between California and Canada amounted to $6.3 billion. Canada is California's top export market, counting 17% of our state's agriculture and agri-food market, almost twice as much as the next top country of export. And furthermore, trade and investment exchange between our two regions has resulted in more than 1 million jobs in California in the agricultural sector. Today, we recognize our unique and vital economic and cultural relationship, and we look forward to our continued collaboration in strengthening our long-standing bond between our two regions. So please join me in extending our Senate California welcome to our friends from Canada.
A hearty and heartfelt welcome to our neighbors, our friends, our partners from the North. Welcome to the State Senate of the great state of California. Thank you, and again, welcome to the state of California. We're honored to have you. Senator Canella at Senator De Leon's desk. Colleagues, if we could give our attention to Senator Canella.
Madam President, I think I want to take up file item number 36 first.
Very good. So, colleagues, we are going to go to file item 36, resolution by Senator Canella. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 77 by Senator Canella, relative to Engineers Week.
Senator Canella.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise today to present Senate Resolution 77, which celebrates National Engineers Week from February 18th to the 24th. I think we should probably have a month of celebration, but we'll just do the week. This year, Engineers Week is celebrating its 67th anniversary with the theme, Engineers Inspiring Wonder. As an engineer, I'm proud of the accomplishments and wonders made possible by the engineering profession. I encourage my colleagues to see some of these wonders by viewing the panels displayed this week in front of the governor's office, showcasing the Engineering Excellence Award project winners. The awards competition recognizes outstanding achievements in engineering and land surveying projects completed by California firms. Entries are accepted into one of the 12 project categories, including surveying and mapping technology, water resources, transportation, energy, and industrial and manufacturing processes, among others. I have presented the Engineers Week resolution since I was first elected to the Senate, and I'm proud to have contributed in its mission to motivate our youth to learn about engineering professions. With that, I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Canella. Any debate or discussion on this resolution? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Anderson? Atkins? Bates?
Aye.
Bell?
Aye.
Aye. Berryhill? Bradford?
Aye.
Canella?
Aye.
Aye. De Leon? Dodd?
That's a big deal.
Aye Fuller. Aye Gaines. Galgioni. Aye Glazer. Aye Hernandez. Aye Hertzberg. Aye Hill. Aye Wesso. Jackson. Aye Lada. Leyva. McGuire. Aye Mendoza. Mitchell. Aye Monning. Aye Morlock. No.
That's an accountant for you.
Morlock, no to aye. Morrell. Aye. Aye. Newman. Aye. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nilsson. Pan.
Aye.
Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth.
Should be a year.
Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Aye. Wykowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener. Aye. Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Aye.
Colleagues, one more time only. Please call the absent members.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Aye. Berryhill. De Leon. Gaines. Aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Lara. Leyva. Aye. Mendoza. Nilsson.
Ayes 35, no 0. The resolution is adopted.
Great.
Senator
Thank you,
Cannell.
Madam President. I do have some guests here in the back.
Without objection.
They're leaders in the engineering world. Please join me in welcoming to the Senate floor Gary Antonucci, Vice President of American Council of Engineering Companies, Miranda Patton, Member of the Board of Directors of ACEC, Sutita Berquist, President of the Professional Engineers in California Government, Kwame Aguirre, Director of Region 9 of the American Society of Civil Engineers, Bob Lochteff, President of the California Geotechnical Engineering Association, Todd Kemen, President of the Structural Engineers Association of Central California, and Ali Sumer, Vice President, also with SCA of Central California. So please welcome our guests.
A warm welcome to the engineers representing our organizations here in California. Thank you, Senator Cannella, and thank you all for being here. Thank you, Senator Cannella. Senator Bates.
Republican Caucus in the Cox Lounge.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Senator Monning.
Thank you, Madam President. Democratic Caucus in the Maddie Lounge.
Democratic Caucus in the Maddie Lounge, both forthwith. Colleagues, we are back in session. Senator Monning, for what purpose, sir?
Thank you, Madam President. Democratic Caucus in the Maddie Lounge.
Democratic Caucus in the Maddie Lounge. Are you okay? Senator Bates.
You're calling a caucus?
The Senate is calling a caucus.
You mean the Senate Democrats are calling a caucus?
Excuse me, the Senate Democrats are calling a caucus. For what purpose, Senator Bates?
We'll wait for a few minutes before we need to do that.
Thank you. Senate Democratic Caucus in the Maddie Lounge. All right, colleagues, we are back on the floor. If members could please take their seats. Senator De Leon, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, it's my duty as president of this body to say that we owe every employee that basic guarantee that we as an institution will not tolerate harassment, nor sweep it under the rug when it's discovered. We owe every employee a full and complete investigation into any allegation of a violation of our zero tolerance harassment policy. Our independent investigative team did just that. Over the course of many, many hours, in more than 400,000 documents, the senator from Artesia was provided ample opportunity to provide rebuttals to the allegations. And he offered his own evidence and responded to those specific allegations. Let me be very clear. We won't tolerate abuse of power and a pattern of behavior that violates our harassment standards. Senators, Democrats, Republicans, we've completed an exhaustive, objective, and independent investigation done by professional experts. The bottom line is we're going to protect our staff, and we're going to lead the way against workplace harassment. If we're serious about changing the culture and holding our people accountable for their conduct, we must start here, and we must start now. And today is an important step in that direction. A letter of resignation has been submitted by Senator Tony Mendoza and has been accepted. It will be printed in the journal. Madam President, as well as colleagues, I move to adjourn today's session.
The Senate is adjourned.